This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Hello. And welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. Let me start by saying that my pregnancy wasn't planned. But boy, was it a sweet ride. So much so that I was practically blindsided by the afterbirth. And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about here. This will, hopefully, be a safe space for all the new mamas to celebrate their triumphs and to share and sort out their epic fails. So let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hey you, welcome back. In this episode, I'm going to be chatting with my friend Neha, who gave up a fabulous job with MissMalini.com to become a stay-at-home mom. As many of us always feel the grass is always greener on the other side, let's find out what her day really looks like. Hi Neha, welcome to Millennial Mama. How are you?
Hi Sanchi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So Neha, you and I have been friends for like a long time, and you are actually my mommy inspiration. But today I'm actually going to talk about something different. Okay, so I want to know, actually, you really loved your job, you know, when I had spoken to you, and you left that up, you left your career to become a stay-at-home mom. What inspired you to take this decision?
So I do think that this generation, at least our generation of mothers, it's very few women who would probably take the call of being stay-at-home mothers. I don't think I was any different. In fact, 3 months okay. into giving birth and breastfeeding, you know how that goes, I messaged my boss saying I can't wait to get back. So it wasn't really planned. I think It happened generically. What I mean is it happened organically. After the 6 month maternity leave was over, I felt like I wasn't prepared to go back because I was still very overwhelmed by the role. I had a very difficult time understanding what would be the support system behind me. Fortunately, I do live with my in-laws, but they were both very busy with work at the time. And the nanny I had was great, but she wasn't very consistent with her leaves. She would, at the drop of a hat, tell me she needed to go to the village. And I just felt like I didn't have the strong support I would want if I had to leave Miraya and go to work. So I just kept pushing the timeline. And I think after Miraya hit 14, 15 months, I realized that it's not looking like I'm going back to full-time work any sooner.
You kept delaying the process. It was not even a part of your plan, I think.
No, it wasn't. I just kept delaying it because it could be a function of me not being able to let go, coupled with not having, you know, usually people who leave
the support, kids,
like when mothers go back to work, they either have like in-laws who are at home, retired, or they have a daycare center that they found. I don't know, you know, for me, it just never felt right to go back full time. I actually had decided to start working from home with my previous organization, but hello, lockdown. And, you know, I'm still pretty much an at-home mother currently.
Yeah. So their loss is Miraya's gain, I think.
I don't know if she'd say that, but...
I'm sure you're such a hands-on mom, yeah, but actually, that's what I want to come to. What, according to you, are the pros and cons of being a stay-at-home mom?
I think a pro would be that, you know, for example, my nanny, the first nanny Miraya had, you know, she was great, right? I mean, you met her as well.
Yeah.
After she left, I got very involved with Miraya because I didn't find a replacement right away. So I think a pro is that you're so in tune with your kid. Not that working mothers aren't, but because you're doing the everyday stuff with them, I think you end up, you know, just probably feeling more in tune with their daily development. I don't know, maybe I could be wrong, but I feel like I'm very in tune with Miraya. I might have missed out on that if I went to work. I cannot imagine working because the stress of work is different, right? Like, if you work and you come back home, I would want to just be and like not have a toddler not hanging off me.
Anybody.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be as maybe collected or patient as I am with her today. I end up like controlling the impulse of screaming and shouting way better than I would have if I had the stress of work. The con would be, you know, you don't have an escape. Like, I miss having adult conversations. I miss being productive. I really did enjoy my job. I enjoyed the vibe of an office, of, you know.
Yeah.
I really miss that. In terms of the child's development, look, babies grow, whether they are, you know, with you or with somebody else. They will develop at their own pace. But I do think that the fact that I'm home and available to her, at least I want to believe that she feels a sense of security with her mother being around. That's what I tell myself. That's what keeps me going.
Yeah, and I would just like to add something here. I think it's, you know, that it's not a 24/7 job. I think it's just a very... I don't know a better word for it, but, you know, we are constantly in tuned with them, right? So whether it's middle of the night or early morning, we don't have a life separate from them.
Yeah.
So I think the con for me, honestly, is that it becomes sometimes too overwhelming for me to handle it. It becomes a little like out of body experience because my body wants to be like, please leave me alone. Like, just give me 5 minutes. But, you know, my heart and my brain is like, you know, what she needs you at this point because she's going through something. You know, so I think because Alaya recently had a fever, you know, and you know how it can get when like babies have fever, like it's the worst thing because they're so cranky, so clingy.
Yeah.
And like she was up at 4 a.m. crying, you know, and like I'm trying to feed her, I'm trying to give her water, I'm trying to do all these things, but she's just crying and I'm just like, I'm so tired, Alaya, please just go back to sleep, you know. It's just, it's a little, it's just very crazy for you, like, for me as well. Like, how do you draw that line, you know?
I think when they get older, it's easier. You know, personally, Sanchi, till I had my first nanny, she was there till Miraya was one. I wasn't really... I think I was overwhelmed with the thought of motherhood and being responsible for a child. It could be postpartum blues. I don't know what it is. But I think I see a lot of women who get into the shoes of being a mother very seamlessly. But I didn't have that. I struggled with, like, you know, constantly putting myself at the back and being selfless for her. And I think the minute, like... Yeah. My nanny was doing all the, like, you've kind of done, brought up Alaya primarily on your own. My nanny was doing all these chores for me, like giving her a bath or, like, you know, putting her to sleep. I stepped into that role once she left. So for me, that was, you know, something that was occupying my time after she turned one. And that's when it hit me even more that it is a 24/7 job. And it's not like it ends, because I remember when she was just born, I used to think, oh, when she starts moving, it'll be fun. But it wasn't.
I
thought, when she starts talking, I will know what to do. But my God, like, it's not as easy. Every step feels like an obstacle that you have to cross. This might be sounding like a very sad or a morbid outlook to motherhood. It's not. I'm just being real, because the joys it's everyone speaks real, about extensively. But, you know, personally, it's really difficult to each developmental milestone also comes with you feeling like you're also growing with them. You know?
And you adjusting to their milestone, you know, because
constantly.
Alaya has reached this phase where she's throwing tantrums for everything, you know, and like I have to mentally first deal with it that I can't lose my cool, you know, I can't give in, I can't keep saying no, I have to distract her. So, like, you know, it's a whole mindset game. And, you know, as you said, like, I never planned to be stay at home for 18 months, you know, I always thought I would go back to working or doing something. But motherhood, like, just kicked me in the shin, you know. It was just like all of a sudden being, like, pregnant and pampered, I went to being a mother, which has no time, no sense of date, whatever, you know. So
I don't think there's anything out there that prepares you for what it's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing. Like, even my personal account may be very different for somebody else, and, you know, but it's just a feeling that can't be put into words. And some people cope with it really well. But, you know, I still come to terms with it. I think I've just about made my peace with how I want to be and how she's going to turn 2 next
month. Next thing hits you.
Yeah. I mean, now I feel like I watch this show called Parenthood, and I feel like this is easy, because the teen years and when they become adults is a different ball game. So I mean, now I've started thinking that let me just enjoy this while it lasts, because I still can, like, mold her. When she's older, she's just gonna shut the door on my face, you know, like, don't come here. I want to talk about something. You said that you want to not say no to her, you want to, you know, be gentle. And I think that there's so much information out there. Sometimes I feel everything I read feels like, if you don't do this, you're going to fuck up your child. You know, it's always at the back of my head. And I keep thinking it's such a stupid pressure I'm putting on myself, because I don't know what I feel.
I'm going to cut you off here. Every conversation I have with Sanjeev, we are thinking, is this going to write her script? You know, so it's like overwhelming for us.
It's so much pressure. You know, Miraya's not irritating me on purpose, you know. She's just being herself. And another great learning I took away from that is that she's her own person, and I don't own her, or I can't control her, you know. I can guide her, and at the end of the day, she's going to be and do what works for her as a person, and I need to set up those boundaries early on. I can't attach my self-worth to her actions.
Absolutely.
Easier said than done, but yeah, it's a work in progress.
Yeah, we are all trying. But Neha, what are your future plans? Do you look at yourself going back to work, or would you prefer a more freelancing work from home situation? Not the way everyone's working from home, but what does the next 2 to 3 years look like for you?
I really wanted to go back to work, but I do think that in this present situation, I think for the next year or two, there's no use making any plans. If something good comes my way and I can dedicate myself to it, I will. But it has to be from home. I definitely want to pursue something professionally, full time, because she's getting older, and up till now, I don't want to have a second kid. So I feel like, you know, it hasn't changed, that feeling of not wanting a second child. So I'm hoping I can figure out what I want to do that works best for her and me. And I definitely want to go get back in the game, because it's good for my mental sanity. And I want to set that example for her as well, to have a working mother.
Thank you so much, Neha. This was a great chat, and thank you for joining me here. I know Miraya is always there and you took this time out. So
thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a deep dive into the life of a mom. If you would like to connect with Neha, you can reach out to her on Instagram at nehdhawan. Or you can connect with me via Instagram as well. My handle is Sachi Nasta. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you. I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home.
You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back, my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo.
Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can, and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Warrior star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made, and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.